Hey, it's me. I had so much energy, and then I saw something, and then I lost my energy in a good way. In a good way. Now I have energy for something else, but I love seeing people happy so fucking much, and I love seeing people make a change in their lives, and when it comes to losing weight, I cannot hold back the boner that I create within my loins. I was browsing through TikTok, because I go on TikTok, okay, let me learn the environment, and then I get sucked into the videos, and then I lose my sense of self, and I just become this thing that consumes and laughs. Aside from that, came across a video of this dude, you know, accountability, first day, weight loss, and it's just, and then it was, like, I saw it. But it was an old video, and then I went to his account, and now I see a video 30 days later, which is today. Like 4 hours ago, he posted this, and he's just so happy, and it just makes me it's just so attractive. It's just so hot. It happens to me every time. I am driving. You have no idea. I am driving. I need to do this more. I am driving a car, because that's what you do. And I see whoever it is, and they chunky. They tick with like 3,000 C's. They thick. And they walk in, and I'm... .001 microseconds. I'm like, get that shit. Let's go. I want to yell, but I don't want to yell. But I'm like, I get so pumped. I'm like, oh my god, yes. Get that shit. Good at working. It's just so, yes, dude. And I cannot. I'm smacking my chest. It hurts, but the energy, it's just so exciting, and it's just so happy, and it's just so like, yes, because I just, for my entire career of living, I have seen the beauty in people, and I'm like, damn, they're so fucking hot. They have absolutely no idea how goddamn attractive they are. And it's just like, if they just had just a little bit of confidence within themselves, they'd be so, I'm gonna cry. I'm a baby right now. They would be so just unbelievably gorgeous, not because of the way they look, but because the way they hold themselves. And the thing that brings them down is usually their physical appearance, and that physical appearance breaks down to the weight that they carry. That weight is emotional, but is translated into physical. I learned something recently. A couple weeks ago. If you change your mind, you can change your body, right? Because your mind controls your body. But on the reverse of that is, if you change your body, you can change your mind. Boom. If you lose weight, you lose emotional weight too. But if you lose the emotion, the negative emotions you have in your mind, you can lose weight easy. It goes hand in hand. And it's just, you have no idea how beautiful you are. You have absolutely no fucking idea how beautiful you are. And until the day you see it, you are blind. And trust me, the day you see it, you're gonna be like, God damn. God damn. Cause I see you, and I'm sizing you, I'm looking you up and down, and I'm like, God damn. God damn, God damn. I'm like, God damn, God damn. Cause I'm like, God damn. What beautiful. You were just like, people are beautiful, dude. People are fucking beautiful. People are so beautiful, man. And when they get happy, are you shitting me right now? If they get happy and they're just oh, stop. Like, I wish I didn't have a sexual preference, because I just want to bang everybody. Consent and age. You know, within, you know, age limits and consent wise, but like, like, everybody's beautiful, man. Everybody's hot. Everybody's so hot. Like, we're all amazing. We're all amazing. And I don't know. I got this, and I don't know where this came from. I just. On TikTok, and I just had this energy, and I'm like, man, I wish I could just make content out of this. And I'm like, oh wow, wait, I have a podcast that I do that I can just talk into a mic, and that's what I'm doing. And I really want to do this with video, because I'm very physically expressionly person, because I have Hispanic blood in me, and I move my hand while I talk, because I like to paint a picture of my body as I talk. I like to tell a story with my body, and I'm just not used to video taping myself, like, at all. Like, I don't even take selfies. I don't even post pictures of myself, like, online, and I rarely do a cam when I stream. So it's something that I really am trying to get better at. Like, it's just a mental block for me, but I remember to have this, and I talk. I talk to myself all the time, and I completely forgot I have this podcast thing. But yeah, it's just so beautiful, dude. Like, you don't know how great you are. You just don't know, and you think that you are shit. Because I think I'm, I still do, I still think I'm shit. I still think I'm nobody. I'm a hypocrite. I'm hypocritical. At this very moment, at this very time of me recording this, I'm a hypocrite, because I think I'm shit and ridiculous and not even that great. But when I see other people, I'm like, God, man, like, that person's so amazing. Like, they're so, like, people are beautiful, man. And I'm a guy, right? Like, I'm a dude, and I'm a dude that likes girls. So, like, are you kidding me? You're a human being, you're beautiful. If you're a woman, like, I already lost. If you have my preferences, my personal preference, I'm like, I'm, like, I'm done. Like, I'm knocked out. And people are beautiful baseline. Like, if you got baseball cap, backward glasses, short hair. Nope. Like, I can't. I. But you don't like, like, even if, like, I get, like, I'm just, I get, like, oh, guys are hot too, dude. Like, men are fucking sexy as shit, dude. Like, they're just, like, the muscles and the chub and their smiles and then their little. Quirks and stuff, and their butts and their thigh, like human beings are hot. Humans are nice, dude. People are cute. Just, you know, be happy. Like, find that happiness, man. Just find it, dude. Cause it's just like, it just makes me so fucking happy, man. I'm smacking my chest. You can hear this. I hope. Like, I'm not even doing it because I think it's cool. It's just, that was instinct. I don't even, fuck. Like, it's just, be like, I want you to. I'm. This is a selfish request. I want you to be happy so I can be happy. Because if I see you happy, I'm just gonna get so happy for you. Like, I'm already thinking about it. I'm just already so pumped just at the thought, just at the idea of someone being like getting their shit and being happy. Just like. I think it's the most selfless thing I have in my body. And it's probably the most selfish thing about me. Like, I want people to be so happy because it just makes me feel the most good. Like, I just want to pump you up. That's a thing with me. Like, I need to work on that. Because if I pump you up, then that means that I have some type of value and I don't value myself at all. So there's a kind of contradiction there that creates a paradox in my head that I don't really like to think that I do anything. But if I just see just a random person happy, I just get so, man, it's just so cool, dude. It's just so cool, man. And I know this is like, I don't know who is listening to this at what date they're listening to it on at, but if you listen to the previous episode, like, this is very different. And I guess this is just me. This is my lows and my highs and my mids. These are just my emotions. The things that I'm telling you right now, I was just yelling to myself, and it just clicked. I'm like, I need to get on the mic, and I need to get this into the mic, and here I am into the mic, and it's just a moment, and I like just. It just feels good, man. Fuck. It just feels so good to see people happy. Like, I want to cry. I'm getting emotional. It's just. People are so good, happy. People are just. And then I want to give them a hug. And I want to smack their butt and be like, yes! Yes! Fuck yes, dude. It's just so cool. It's cool. It's just cool to see people happy. And I really want to make you guys, like, I want to see you guys happy. I want to see you guys succeed. Like, I want to see you guys, like, get powerful, like, emotionally. Because I think I just see everybody as my Pokemon, deep down, subconsciously. I really do. Because, trust me, as a kid, when I'm playing Pokemon, I'm literally yelling at my Game Boy, encouraging my Pokemon. This is a digital game that's not real, and I'm yelling as if they were real. Hey, you can do this. Don't die. Don't faint. You can tank this attack, please. I believe in you, Pidgeotto. I believe in you, Pidgeotto. You can take this Brave Bird, one-shot this guy. I believe in you, and then Pidgeotto Brave Birds, and then... And then you're left with, like, 5 HP, and you're like, yes! And then you beat the Elite Four with that one move. And that was the final move, and you're just ecstatic, and it's just... And, like, I'm getting pumped. That's just, that is exciting, too. Like, I just like seeing people overcome adversity and be an underdog, and... I'm a sucker for growth stories, dude. I'm a sucker for stories where someone's low and they get high. If it's a manga, my weeb side comes out. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely on this. I can't help it. I cannot help it. Every time I see a manga that has a story of someone that was once great or becomes great, and that's and it's the retelling of that story. I'm like, yep, I'm on it. Sorry, I know I've read it 1,000 times, and it's the same thing but different looks. But I cannot help myself. I just love seeing someone grow. I just love seeing someone level up. I love leveling up. I love seeing people level up. And I want you, whoever might be listening to this, to level up too. Because you're amazing. And I know this come across as dumb, because I've listened to other people and it came across as dumb. But let me tell you this. I don't care. Because this is the truest thing to me currently. I haven't felt something more true to myself in a while. And this, what I'm telling you right now, is so true to me that I don't give a fuck if you think I'm telling the truth or not. I think you're amazing. Period. I don't care if you think I'm lying. I don't care if you think I'm telling the truth. It just feels so right to me that, like, almost like you don't, like, I just want to tell you that you're amazing. And then it ends there, because I just want to express that energy and that excitement. I'm excited at the fact that you are someone that's amazing. I'm excited at that. And however you take it, it doesn't affect me, because I already got what I wanted, was to share my excitement and my happiness. And you being someone that's amazing, whether you know it or not, already makes me happy. And you are. You just, God, you have no idea how amazing you are. And it's just, you have no idea. You have no idea. I remember, and I won't ever forget this, because it stuck with me. The feeling that I had. I don't really remember the image, but I remember the feeling. I was at a mall. The mall had an indoor Starbucks. I didn't go in. I was at the Cinnabon across from the Starbucks, because Cinnabon is hot and Cinnabon is the greatest thing. And there was this woman standing outside the Starbucks. I just remember the happiness that she felt. Because she just, that girl was like, she just radiated happiness. She just radiated happiness. Right? It was just, you could just tell how excited she was. And then I cannot express to you, like, my eyes are getting watery. I cannot express to you the transformation this woman had when she saw someone walk up to her. It was, again, it is a memory that I will never forget. The dude that walked up to her made that girl so unbelievably happy. I did not think any one person could be that happy. Period. They were just, and I thought this girl was happy to begin with, and then she glowed. Like, I remember that one thing. That girl glowed. That girl shined physically. I could just see it, like, if you haven't seen the movie Stardust, watch it. It's really cute. I'm a low-key romantic. If you're a high-key or low-key romantic, you're gonna thank me. But if you have watched it, remember the scene where that girl saw the guy and she shined like a star, hence the name. That is not giving away anything for spoilers. It's a really old movie. not giving away anything, but when the girl saw the guy, and you remember how she shined, that is akin to what I saw outside that Starbucks. Unbelievably pure excitement and happiness. And I feel like I am that when I think about other people being happy with themselves and just, they're just fighting and they're growing and they're getting better. They're getting better. They're on the journey to get better. It pumps me up so much, dude. It just pumps me up so much. People are so amazing, dude. People are so fucking amazing. The only flaw in that, the only thing that is wrong with that on a personal, internal level for me is that I completely, 100% forget about who I am as a person. So, like, it feels like a drug. Like, I get so pumped, right? But then I don't have any of the that excitement. I don't get any of that for anything that I do or anything that I'm doing or anything that I say or anything that I make. I just don't get excited for anything that I do. But if someone else is doing stuff, I'm so happy. I'm so excited for them. It's something I gotta work on. Because something that I learned also is that you gotta learn how to receive. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense to some people. It might make a lot of sense to others. But if it's the first time you're hearing that, it kind of be like, what? Like, it's easy to receive. Like, how do I learn to receive? You just receive. But when you learn the excitement of giving, you also learn on the flip of that, that if you give and don't receive, then you're taking away that excitement of giving from someone else. So if you give and give and give and give and you love it and you love seeing people pumped at the value that you're giving other people, but you don't let other people give you value, it's almost like saying that they aren't valuable to you because you won't allow them to give value to you, which reinforces to them that they themselves are someone valuable. And for me, that's where I'm at. I don't like having people say that I'm anything. I'm at a point in my life right now where I just honestly would rather have people not even know who I am. I don't know. I guess it's scary. It's a thing. It's a thing. But whenever I think about other people, it's just like it's so exciting. It's just so exciting. I love it. I love just seeing random people succeed. I love seeing their struggle and then getting past that struggle and becoming stronger at the end of it. Happiness is attractive, dude. It's just so attractive. So yeah, that's my thing. That's all I wanted to say. I just had that energy and I just needed to get that out. And now I let it out. Hope you have a good one. Be safe out there. And practice noticing when you are the happiest. Don't let those moments pass by quickly, because they will. You'll be happy and then it'll be gone, because time flies when you're having fun. Try to stop yourself and be like, oh, hey, I'm enjoying this. And notice the feeling and then pursue that feeling. And don't ever let it go. Don't ever lose it again. Continue noticing that feeling of lightness, of ease. And find it in other places in your life. And grow it. I believe in you. I really do. I think you're amazing and I think you can do it. I know you can do it. I don't believe for a second that you can't. You just have to believe in yourself. But I know you got this. Peace. Talk to you later.